Welcome to today's quarterly stakeholder update. Today's report covers highlights from the quarter ending December 31, and myself and Shireen will also talk about the latest development on some work. On February 22, there will be a webinar where you can ask questions on this report. On today's call, I'm going to talk about the draft FY19 operating plan and budget and the latest update on the General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, and how ICANN is getting ready for that. But let us start with a recap of ICANN's financial year 18, second quarter financials. As we talked about before, last quarter our funding was below our budget, and we expect this trend to continue through the remainder of the fiscal year. Our expenses are also below budget, more than offsetting the funding shortfall as a result of slower progress on reviews and the positive effect on tightening cost control throughout the organization. In January, we also published a draft FY19 operating plan and budget for public comments. I encourage you to participate in ICANN's long-term planning process so that the organization can allocate resources to what you, the community, think needs to get done and when. And here's a brief overview of the FY19 budget. Our FY18 funding budget was 133 millions. We expect both FY18 and 19 to be lower than that, and I stabilize around about 138 millions next year. This means ICANN needs to carefully plan and prioritize the work to support our mission and keep expenses within available budget. I know this may not be an easy thing to do, but it's the right thing to do. It's kind of like going on a diet and making the right choices for ICANN's long-term health. If we start to make the right food choices now, we don't have to deal with the bigger problems later. But the biggest mistake people make when going on a diet is to focus on what's restricted or what one can't eat, instead of focusing on all the things one can eat. This makes the whole experience a lot more painful than it needs to be. To that end, I encourage you to focus on all the work that is planned in FY19, which will help us to plan for long term. This means asking questions like, are these the right things for ICANN to be working on in the support for its mission, or when is the right time to do this? This is a productive kind of feedback we are looking for. There is also a direct correlation between the budget and work decided by the community and the board, such as the cost to deliver IANA functions, running free ICANN meetings a year, policy implementation work, and so on. The org is really staffed to support existing commitments and community work. With that in mind, the org proposed savings in the FY19 operating plan and budget to accommodate for the flat funding. Travel is a big expense for ICANN, and some ICANN meetings locations are more expensive, such the one in FY19 going to Kobe in Japan. We propose, for instance, reduced levels of support travel to ICANN meeting, such as fellows, NextGen, and to some supporting organization and advisory committees. Inside the org, we are also sending less staff to ICANN meetings without affecting services to the community. In addition, the org identified about 8 million in savings by optimizing how we support the community to be more efficient. I do recognize ICANN org should have done better in its financial long-term planning, and know many of you agree based on previous public comment processes, like the recent one on the reserve fund or from previous year's budget discussions. So, my friends, now it's a time and we need your feedback and input to finalize the budget. We provided even more information in the documents this year and reorganized it to make it easy for you to participate. For example, you can view the total operating plan and budget, or view by areas or modules, as we call them. You find all those documents by clicking the link found on this slide. And remember, the public comments closes early March. Next, I would like to talk to you about another important topic, which is the GDPR. There's been a lot of work to prepare ourselves for the May 2018 enforcement deadline. It will affect us all in one way or another. I'm really grateful for the community's effort and the progress that has been made overall. We've done a really big job, and I want to thank everybody for their hard work and contribution. On February 2nd, we held a webinar, which I recommend watching if you missed it. And now I just want to share some additional information. We have received a lot of good input on potential models for compliance with the GDPR and ICANN agreements. It looks like there is growing support for some sort of tiered access model. There has also been a lot of talk about non-public access and accreditation, which are topics that require more discussions. In terms of engagement, we have valuable discussions with many different parties, including ongoing dialogues with the Article 29 Working Party, which will intensify over the next couple of weeks. We will continue to share more information about those conversations as soon as we can. Thank you very much. In the Country Code Names Supporting Organization, or CCNSO, there were 12 resolutions adopted and 3 policy-related processes underway. In Generic Names Supporting Organization, or GNSO, there were 8 resolutions adopted and there are 9 policy development processes underway. Please see the next policy update section in the report for more details. Next, I want to mention the key signing key rollover. In early February, we recently posted a new Key Signing Key, or KSK, rollover plan for public comment. The new proposed rollover date is October 11 this year. Finally, recently the board held this workshop in LA. It was a busy working session as usual, and I encourage you to read my CEO report. With that, I will hand over to Shireen to talk more about the board workshop.
Thank you, Joran, for the update. Excuse me. Today, I wish to share, as Joran said, an overview of the board's most recent workshop, which was held last week in Los Angeles. On my way to Los Angeles, I stopped in Washington, D.C. for a few days to engage with the ICANN stakeholders from that region. Excuse me to clear my... I met with some representatives of civil society and think tanks at the Center of Democracy and Technology and with business stakeholders at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. In addition, I held talks with NTIA, the National Telecommunication Information Administration, and with relevant U.S. House and Senate staffers to discuss ICANN and answer any questions people might have. I was also able to spend time with the ICANN org staff in Washington and found overall my visit to D.C. to be very productive. So after my D.C. stop, I went to Los Angeles to attend the first board workshop of calendar 2018, which was conducted a little differently from previous workshops. The board met alone without staff for an additional day at the beginning of the workshop, where we held deep dives and strategic discussions on topics like the picket fence and the trends in the China domain name registration market. We also discussed the challenges facing the board around deciding if something is in the global public interest. We held a session on improving board effectiveness and efficiency, and we agreed on the outline of a consultation paper on the replenishment of the reserve fund. It was a chance for us to take some time to think together as a board and to discuss major issues and our priorities moving forward. After the board alone day, we held our regular board workshop where we covered many other topics. Here are some examples. We discussed with Joran the ongoing developments around GDPR compliance, which he has just covered now. We reviewed the work done by the cross-community working group on Workstream 2, and we reviewed the strategic planning process. We know the long-term strategic plan is of great importance for everyone involved in ICANN, and we talked about how best to get involved and support the process. We heard an update regarding ICANN's org ongoing efforts to identify and mitigate DNS infrastructure abuse, such as phishing, botnets, and malware, and we had a session on the resilience of the root server system. We also began a discussion around recommending, as best practice, that the ICANN supporting organization, advisory committees, and cross-community working groups include an analysis of how policies, advice, and recommendations submitted for board consideration are aligned with ICANN's mission. The board intends on issuing a consultation paper on this topic. You can read in greater detail on a blog I recently published about some of our other sessions on topics like the GNSO policy development process for new GTLD subsequent procedures, the FY19 draft budget, and the GAC advice and curative rights protections. And as always, the board's resolutions are posted. This time, focus on topics such as the ASAC advisory on registrant protection, dot museum, and home court mail applications. Now I want to talk to you about one of the highlights of being in Los Angeles. It was really the opportunity to meet with some community members. The fifth non-contracted parties house intersessional meeting was held in Los Angeles. So we joined the NCPH delegates for an excellent conversation with community leaders, as well as new faces from each constituency group in an informal setting. A few of the board members and I were also able to join the GNSO Council for a discussion on the Council's focus for the year ahead, including the need to ensure efficiency and effectiveness in managing the GNSO policy process. I believe that this was the Council's first ever strategic planning session, which was also fortuitously held in Los Angeles at the same time as the board workshop. My colleagues and I were pleased to have had the chance to meet with them in person for a very informative dialogue. I now want to update you on the integrity screening of board members. You may recall from ICANN 60 in Abu Dhabi, the board has been considering the issue of board member integrity screening for some time. And in November 2017, the board agreed to take several steps to ensure that board members hold themselves to the highest standards of integrity and to uphold the reputation and credibility of ICANN. These steps included conducting screenings for the current and incoming board members that had not gone through the due diligence screening process as part of their selection. We conducted these screenings through a professional third-party firm, and the due diligence reports were delivered to the Office of the General Counsel. In order to provide a mechanism for review of the due diligence report, the Board Governance Committee, BGC, reconstituted a former subcommittee of the BGC on ethics and conflicts. The BGC selected George Sadowski to chair that subcommittee and named Rafael Lito Ibarra and Sarah Deutsch as members of the subcommittee. On 3rd and 4th of February 2018, the subcommittee reviewed each of the due diligence reports for the following seven board members: Becky Burr, Chris Despain, Manal Ismail, Ram Mohan, Matthew Shears, Mike Silva, and Jone Soininen. We have posted a report from the subcommittee, which was sent to the BGC. The report indicated their unanimous finding that there was no reason to question the credibility or integrity of any of the board members who were subject to these reports. You can find this report on the ICANN board page. I am pleased that integrity screenings for all board members have now been completed. And I look forward to the next step in this process regarding the communication with the community participants in board member selection. The board is preparing a consultation paper that will be posted for public comment on a proposed path for continued integrity screenings to be considered as part of the board selection process. That is all from me for now. I look forward to seeing many of you in Puerto Rico. Thank you. And that concludes today's call.